Hello, and welcome to ASD Radio, the official podcast of the Alamosa School District. I'm one of your hosts, Superintendent Dr. Diana Jones, and I'm thrilled to be your guide to the people, programs, and progress shaping our schools. As always, we're joined by our co-host, Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo. Here we are again doing one of our favorite things.
Dr. Jones, can you believe we only have 16 more days of school left?
No, it really is so surprising, yet I continue to think, what? We have so much more work to do, yeah. And there's only 16 more days of school, but I'm excited and proud of all the things that our students and staff have been working on all year long, and they've worked hard during the testing season, and I'm very proud.
I know you and I joke about, you know, sometimes in schools, and I used to do this when I was in a classroom, and as a counselor, you start this countdown, yes. Right? And then I know you and I joke, like, I feel a count, like I need a count up.
Yes.
I need more days to get stuff done, but truly, I am also looking forward to graduation and then summer, although we have to work. It is a little different.
It is, but yeah. The graduations are such a wonderful opportunity for our families and students to celebrate for a job well done.
Yeah.
So proud of that. Let's move on to happenings at our campuses. What do you have to share with us, Dr. Murillo, about what's going on around the Alamosa School District?
Well, those last 16 days of school are jam-packed with activities. I would need to use the whole time, our whole 25 minutes of recording to go over everything, but just some highlights. Senior finals are happening on Tuesday the 12th, and this is an all-day event. So seniors, I'm sure you know, don't miss. If you have to miss for some reason, make sure you're letting your teachers know. I'm sure you are. Also, this is happening at the high school, middle school. This is the, I don't know if it's the second, third, fourth, but the middle school student council group fundraises throughout the school year, and they have a culminating trip to the Denver Capitol. This is happening on the 7th and on the 8th. We're taking a pretty large group of students, so they get to experience and learn more and see for themselves how our state government works. Also, I know it's not too early, but May 23rd is high school graduation. And this is both Alamosa High School starting at 10 a.m., and Alamosa Alternative and Online School starting at 1 p.m. with their graduation ceremonies.
It'll be a great day. Great day.
Sure, I cannot wait.
We also at the Alamosa Elementary K-2, they on the 11th, they're having their final STEM assembly. And those are so fun to watch if you're a parent. We encourage you to go and see all the wonderful activities that your students have been participating in learning about science, technology, engineering, and math. Let's move on to our favorite section, celebrate.
All right. Favorite section, again, because we get to know our people. We get to know what they're passionate about. And also, we get to hear a little bit about what makes them want to be a mean moose. And our guest today is a very special guest. He's been with us for just a couple of years, for 3 years. And he, of course, is new to our district, but not new to education. And he works at Alamosa Elementary 3-5. And he is part of our counseling team. He delivers curriculum having to do with healthy choices and with that development age of kids. But I invited him today because he is getting to lead our Celtic team, social emotional learning, trauma informed care, and more specifically, something called Project 100. But I'm not going to take his thunder, so I would love to introduce Ryan Mortensen.
Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you guys for having me.
Do you mind sharing with the listeners a little bit about yourself and your background?
No problem. I have been with the district for 3 years, like Luis said. I am the guidance teacher at the 3-5. I teach social emotional learning. Before that, I was at Sangre de Cristo School District for 9 years. I taught social emotional learning and PE there. Other than that, I'm from Cortez, Colorado.
I didn't realize.
I didn't know that either. I thought you were born and raised here.
Yes.
No, you know, I was born here, lived in Sanford for like a year, and then moved to Cortez till I graduated high school, and then Grand Junction up to Denver, and then here to get my teaching license. And
wow.
I love it here, and I never plan on leaving.
Well, we're thrilled you came back.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here.
Glad you missed the valley. Let's jump right in. The name Project 100 sounds very definitive. What exactly is the mission behind that number 100?
To put it as simply as possible, myself and the Celtic Committee wanted to ensure that 100% of our students in Alamosa School District have at least one trusted adult that they have at school.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Now, Ryan, so this isn't just a random idea, right? It's part of our strategic plan, specifically Focus Area 2. I also know that besides being a staff member, you are a parent in our district. You have a spouse that works in our district, so you're definitely committed. Can you talk about how the Celtic Committee is bringing that healthy student and staff priority to life?
Yes, and, you know, Celtic has been around a long time. But this team is very new, and it's been a while since Celtic has really been kind of in the forefront here in Alamosa School District. So what we've done so far this year is at the beginning of this, in October, we started making morning announcements in all of the buildings, just kind of letting everybody know who we are, who the Celtic members are in each building, and what our goal is, you know, to provide a safe, supportive, collaborative environment for our students. Next, we moved on to Project 100. We felt like if we had to start somewhere, we would start with relationships. We felt like that was the most important thing we could do. So we initiated Project 100. Next, we're still working on alignment. We're working on aligning our curriculums from grade levels, from building to building. We're working on improving SEL in the classroom, and our counselors are working to make our district a safer place for students and staff.
Well, Ryan, thank you for leading the Celtic team and the committee in really focusing on relationships. There's so much research out there that tells us that we have to develop those relationships with our students before those students can feel confident in themselves and in their learning. I understand, though, that Ortega Middle School kind of blazed the trail for Project 100. They didn't call it that. Molly Heredia and Camille Roybal started this at OMS. What did they see there? What did you as a team see there that made you and your committee think, hey, we could do this, or this is what we need in every school in Alamosa?
Well, at the beginning of the year, we saw a need to build stronger teacher-student relationships. We took a look at Youth Truth Survey data, and in that data, 46% of our students district-wide said that they felt like they didn't have an adult at school who they felt like they could trust to talk to if they were upset or had a problem. So after we set the goals, I just went and visited OMS just to kind of see what they had going on. And they were, Molly and Camille were in the process of administering the survey. And I was like, holy cow, that's perfect. So went back to the committee and asked them what they thought about it. They were all in, and we kind of went from there.
And what were, if I don't mean to put you on the spot, but what were some of the results from that survey?
Much higher than the Youth Truth Survey data had shown us.
Okay.
After administering the survey, I want to say that OMS, I don't want to put their numbers out there, but they were really high. Mm-hmm. So I think just letting kids know that this is a priority for us, to build these relationships with you, and that we want you all to have a trusted adult, the data was really high.
That's so important and so exciting.
Yeah. I will put one number out there, Ryan, which is the district's number. And then correct me if I'm wrong, last time I checked in with you as a district, we were close to 89% of students who report having at least one trusted adult in your building. Is that right?
I think it's closer to 90%.
Okay. Yay. Somewhere there. So my follow-up question is, so it's awesome, it's catchy. You know, we get the mission of what we want to do. But for the parents listening, what does it actually look like in the hallways? Is it just a daily hello, or is it deeper than that?
It's definitely deeper than that, and that's what I like about it. There's a lot of things that we can do with this. You know, for starters, all of the buildings identified the students who did not have a trusted adult or felt like they didn't have a trusted adult at school. Our counselors contacted those students, had a good conversation with them, and after talking with them, most of those students then felt like they had a trusted adult.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely something that we want to continue to grow. As Dr. Jones mentioned, we know through research that when students feel like they belong in school and they have a trusted adult, their academics follow. Ryan, I have another question for you. You've been with us 3 years, and you previously worked in other districts. What do you love about your job?
Oh, well, I'd say for starters, the people I get to work around. You know, the principal I get to work under, Michelle Wilson, assistant principal Rick Salazar. I watch them build relationships every day. I watch them work really hard every day. To go with that, the staff that I get to work with, they have a great attitude. They love these kids. They love their job. So it's contagious. So I think that's my favorite part is, you know, I don't want to exclude the students, but the adults have really made an impact on me in the building I'm in. Other than that, I love how hard you guys push us to be great. I love that you guys are always, trying to raise the bar. And I like that because we don't get stagnant. You know, we're always working to become better.
Yeah.
We're always moving one way, either forward or backward, right? So thank you for recognizing that. As you reflect on what we've talked about today, is there anything that we should have asked you or you'd like to share with our listeners about what you're doing, Project 100, Celtic?
Yeah, so Louise talked about belonging. After we rolled this out, it's kind of led to some cool things. You know, at our building, while we were rolling it out and making the survey, Wendy Wiedemann, our, longtime counselor at the 3-5, she said, well, you know, this is great. Teacher-student relationships are important, but to really have a sense of belonging for these students, they need to have friends who they trust. So we put that question in the survey, and then, kind of the same thing, the students who said they didn't have a trusted friend, we contacted them. Wendy set up friend groups. She set up ways for these students to develop friends and really feel like they belong at school. You know, Wendy and I kind of aligned what I was teaching. She helped me set up the next unit, which was a relationship skills unit. And it just helped to kind of foster that culture of everybody belongs here. Everybody has people who they should be able to trust and be friends with.
I love that and appreciate that so much. And we want our listeners and any relatives or friends of listeners to know that we care about all of our Alamosa School District students, and we want them to feel good about coming to school, good about the staff members that they might get to work with, and the students that they interact with on a daily basis. So thank you for carrying that forward for us.
Ryan, we educators, we choose education because we care about students. You're a guidance teacher, and I bet you get to, besides deliver instruction, guidance instruction, sometimes get to know students and hear stories about their difficulties, making it hard because it's not as easy to disconnect. My question to you is, what keeps you up at night? Like, what is that one thing that just can tend to stay in your head and have you toss and turn?
My wife snoring.
That's a great answer. We'll make sure she listens to this podcast.
Yeah. No, I think I just have this problem with feeling like I'm not doing a good enough job. And no matter what I'm doing, the unit I'm teaching, the lesson I'm teaching, the my masters, the thank God behind me. But just that's what keeps me up, you know, knowing how important what I teach is for these students. That keeps me up. Like, yeah. It makes me worry that I'm not doing a good enough job conveying the message, because really, you know, it's life skills and it's stuff that can improve all of our students' lives. So that's kind of heavy for me.
And that is heavy. That's something that also, you know, weighs on me as a district leader, how we have one chance, you know, because our students will be in third grade only once, fourth grade only once. And we do have so much work to do to continue to improve our district that it puts it into perspective, right?
Always trying to continue that forward progress and continue getting better. And, you know, the hard thing about education is that sometimes we don't know the impact we make, but the things that you're doing on a daily basis, Ryan, we see that impact. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for the work you do with your students, with our district team, and just keep moving forward. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
As always, it's a great day to be a Mean Moose. Thank you for being with us today. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our school website. Parents, remember that educating your child is key to their future and a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District. Students today, leaders tomorrow.